May we, Lord, humble ourselves to avoid being humbled by our selfish actions. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Free from the love of money and slave to humility. In verse 13 of Hebrews, it says, in verse 13, 1 and 2, it says, keep loving each other like family. Don't neglect to open up your homes to guests, because by doing this, some have been host to angels without even knowing it. Have you come across people like that? Have you come across people that you well and truly believe that you were in the presence of an angel? You know, this message here in Hebrews, it says you, some have been host to angels without even knowing it. We are so blessed sometimes when we open ourselves up to the world of possibilities in our lives.
I think
you know, life is full of wonderful surprises when we open up our hearts to the realm of possibilities, don't you? We can live our lives and say, this is how we're going to do it. We're not going to change. We're not going to do anything. This is how we're going to do it. I'm determined to do it this way. And we live, and unfortunately, a lot of people live their lives that way, very regimented. And then others go with the flow, so to speak. Go on faith. Now, what's it got to do with being free from the love of money? Well, it's not just necessarily money. It's being free from all kind of things that will inhibit us from doing what God has in store for us. We could be slaves to food, slaves to gambling, slaves to politics, slaves to money, slaves to food. I'm kind of guilty of that. You know, I like food. I like to eat. But sometimes I eat too much. But have we been guilty of humility? If we were put in a court of law today, could we be convicted of being too humble? Probably not. And the message is loud and clear. To humble yourself. If you humble yourself and become a slave to humility, then the only direction is up. I just pray that I will continue to be as humble as you. And I pray that as we go about our life together in this journey in life together, that we learn the art of humility in all that we do. And so that when our time is over and our flesh is expired and we change our human bodies with spiritual bodies, we'll be received in heaven and say, well done, my good and faithful servants. Let us pray.